Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up. And I want to get right into this episode. You know, I just got off a live on Facebook, and my heart is just calling me to speak on this. So I don't know if you need it or you will need it or know somebody who needs it, but I just want to tell you this. You know, I pray that God breaks every chain that leads your life back to destruction. You know, I pray that God breaks every chain that makes you feel less than. I pray that God breaks every chain that makes you feel like you're not worthy. I pray that God breaks every chain that leads you back to pain, that leads you back to struggle, that leads you back to hating yourself, that leads you back to thinking that you're not enough. I pray that every chain is broken. I pray that God frees you, heals you, strengthens you, enlightens you, empowers you. And you know what? Sometimes that prayer hurts. And I'll tell you why, because that's a prayer that I pray every day. Dear God, please break every chain in my life that leads my life back to destruction. And I used to think that prayer was just a prayer of all the bad things in my life that I call bad. But then I started to realize that sometimes those chains aren't even things that I thought were chains. And so you listen to this right now, you might have some chains in your life that look like friends. You might have some chains in your life that seems like a good environment. You might have some chains in your life that seem great. But it's just like that prayer that's so popular. God, please reveal my enemies, and I started losing friends. Everything in your life isn't always visible destruction that's leading your life back to destruction. Maybe that chain is a person that plants seeds of doubt in your life, little by little, and you don't even realize it. Maybe that chain is a job that you've been at that you might like, but that job is actually keeping you from the job that's meant for your life, or the dream that you really want to live, or the purpose. You know, when I lost football, you know, I didn't think that was a chain.
But it became a chain in my life because I started to hate myself. I started to drink. I started to do all these things abusively to myself. And I didn't even realize it was a chain because I loved that thing so much. And so when I lost it, I became angry at God. I didn't think God loved me because I lost it. Let me tell you something right now. Never base God's love for you off of things, because God's love for you is greater than all things. Never base God's love for you off of things. And I see it so much. I see people give up because a relationship has failed, a job has failed, a dream has failed. And so many people say, man, if God, you love me, you would keep this in my life. But a lot of times, God loves you so much that he can't keep those things in your life. God loves you so much, he doesn't want to see you hurt. He doesn't want to see you broken. He doesn't want to see you sad. But a lot of times, we think the removal is punishment. But the removal is oftentimes protection. You see, what I realized in my life and my journey and the things that my parents taught me so well, I remember my mother telling me, Trent, I know that you're sad, I know that you're hurt, but don't allow this to make you angry at God, because sometimes God's rejection is for your protection. You see, sometimes you have to go through the things that you don't want to go through, but you get through because he's preparing you for what's made for you. And I want to tell you that right now, because some of us right now are in a season that sucks. Some of us, we have closed the chapter. We have closed the book. Excuse me. We've closed the book of our life. We have given up. Some of us have contemplated suicide. Some of us even have written notes. Some of us have said, you know what? My life is done. We're just living life. You have closed the book on your life, because you're in a chapter that seems like it's not working for you, that seems like it's punishment, that seems like. And I want to tell you, you got to have faith despite. I want to tell you, you got to believe and trust despite. You see, when we lean on our own understanding and we try to make sense of it, it doesn't make sense, because our mind thinks that, you know, good things happen when we're around good things, right? Or good things, you know, are the result when good things are happening in our life. And we think like that, but that's not the way that God works. You see, God is so much bigger than our understanding. His plan is so much more complex that we can't even fathom, even just trying to understand the plan that he has for our life. And I want to tell you something. When you're going through this storm, when you're going through these chapters, you have to understand this truth. And this is something that a lot of people don't talk about that I want to share with you, that gets me through my storms every single time. Your life is bigger than you. Sometimes the storm is necessary to grow something inside of you that you're going to plant in somebody else. Sometimes the storm is necessary to grow something inside of you that you're going to plant in your kids. So when your kids go through, you can tell your kids, no, I've been there. There's something greater for your life. Or maybe it's the coworker that you come across and you're able to speak into their life and give your testimony because you've been through it. Sometimes the storm isn't about you. So if you're in this season right now and you want to close this chapter, I mean, you want to close this book of life, your book of life, and you say, man, I'm done with this. I'm tired of walking these ordered steps and this pain. I'm tired of believing and nothing's happening. I'm tired. That's why you always got to trust your faith, not your circumstances. That's why you always got to trust the promised deliverer, not your circumstances.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
But I want to tell you, you can change the narrative right now. You are the narrator of your life. You are the author of your life. You hold that pen. And if you focus on bad, that's what you're going to start to feel. That's what you're going to start to do. But even in the bad situation, I wouldn't even call it that, but even in the bad situation, there's so much good. So you might be thinking, man, this person left my life. This person left my life. Why? I love this person so much. I did so much for this friend. I did so much for this spouse. I did so much for this coworker. I did so much for my boss. I did so much. Why did this have to happen? I'll tell you why. Sometimes things have to leave your life to make room for the things that's meant to be in life. Sometimes the wrong people, even those wrong people aren't bad, sometimes the wrong people have to exit your life so the right people and things can enter your life. I want you to think right now. Think about the chains in your life that might be holding you back that don't seem like chains. That person planting seeds of doubt. That person or situation, environment that seems amazing, but really it's robbing your peace. Really, it's taking you down a path that's further away from your greatness. That's pushing you to a lesser you and not the greatest you. Maybe that chain, right? Maybe it's social media for you. And it's doing so much for your life, but it's taking so much peace from your soul. So sometimes we got to disconnect from the world so we can reconnect to our soul. Sometimes chains will be broken that don't make sense because we don't realize that they're chains, but if you step back and you really looked and you trusted God, you realize that those chains were actually hindering you more than the obvious chains in your life. I want to tell you, don't give up. And I know you probably need to hear this. Don't give up. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. And I want you to press in and I want you to feel that heartbeat. And every time you want to throw in the towel, every time you want to give up, every time storms come, every time the obstacles come, I want you to press in on your chest and feel that heartbeat. Because that heartbeat lets you know that your story is far from finished, my friend. That heartbeat lets you know that your dreams aren't done. That heartbeat lets you know You got more things to accomplish, more things to do. That heartbeat lets you know that God, it's not through with you yet. Yeah, that crown on your head might be a little crooked. But it's time for you to straighten that crown and walk in and as the king and queen, our queen that you are. You know, sometimes those ordered steps are hard. The steps that God ordered for our life, because it doesn't make sense. The path is so hard. And we think, why would God allow us to go down this path? Why would God allow me to walk down this path that seems so troublesome, that seems so far from perfect, that seems so tough? Why? You know, I realize sometimes the ordered steps aren't perfect. Sometimes those ordered steps can make us weak. Sometimes those ordered steps aren't always beautiful. But what I know, those ordered steps will always lead me to the will that God has for my life. Will always lead me to the plan that's been perfectly curated for my life. I'm proud of you for not giving up. But it's time to trust that everything is preparing you and God is not punishing you. It's time for you to trust that your story is far from done, even when it seems like it's finished. Don't give up right before the breakthrough. You didn't went through all of this. Why give up now? Get something out of it. If you didn't went through all of this, through your life, get something out of it. Don't give up right before your breakthrough. Don't give up right before your healing. Don't give up right before your wow. What I mean by that is like, wow, God really did have some wow. Don't give up before that. Because I believe it's near for you. I really do. And I just want to pray for you. Dear God, I pray that you flood the soul that's listening to this podcast right now with peace. You flood the soul with trusting even when they don't understand. You flood the soul with belief even when it makes sense, doesn't make sense. Because Lord, we know that you are the author of all authors. You are the Omega and the Alpha, Lord. We know that you're the King of all kings. We know that what you have for us is greater than anything we ever could imagine. Lord, strengthen us. Strengthen him or her. Strengthen, guide, free, heal. And let them know, even when they feel alone, they never alone. Because you are guiding every step. You are guiding every day. You are guiding every moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God got you. Never forget that. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817. 242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.